Hi, it's Max McCaughan here, and this is my audio for day 12.
Day 12, yes.
Of the 2014 audio. February, hashtag February 2014, audio feature adventure challenge. Today's topic, aka Jonathan Sawyer at Sawyer GB, is. I think you mentioned something about people being short of money in recessionary times. Are you going on holiday this year? Yes, I am going on holiday this year. one summer holiday that is pre-booked. It's been booked since before Christmas, and that is to Spain. I can't remember the area, but it's not one of the resorts, you know, the busy resorts. We would never go there. And the reason we're going there is because my wife's sister and her man had gotten to know a couple of their age, that is, whose son had a villa in this apparently lovely area of Spain. I've seen it, he showed me the photographs, it's up on the hill, I can't remember the name. It's not far from Alicante's airport, but it's a kind of reserved area for those kind of houses. Villas, that's what it is. And has its own swimming pool and blah, 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 blah. Rooftop barbecue or eating area. So anyway, so they had been about 5 years ago or 6 years ago. And they thought it was wonderful. So they convinced us to go. it's not a place we would normally go to Spain, but so they have convinced us to go. And so we're going. And we're going in the summer months. I can't remember if it's June or July now. And we're looking forward to it. Two weeks in the sun, hopefully. And as I said, it's in a hilly area. And the guy's actually going to give us a hire off a car for amazingly cheap rate for the 2 weeks we're over there. And we've actually got the villa at the winter rates. So I think we're only paying about £280 for the villa. It's something crazy like that, you know. I'm not sure if that's a week or for the whole holiday. It may actually be for the whole 2 weeks, because when we booked the flights, which were not cheap, couldn't find cheap flights anywhere, no matter who said there was a sale on EasyJet, not, big sale, not. That my wife said, God, we're paying that much money for flights and we're getting a holiday for so little money, so which is great. So what we're going to do is, when we go over there, we'll just drive about and go and see the countryside and the inner lands, as it were, the hinterland. Because I want to, we both want to see the beautiful scenery and the winding country, mountains, roads, and all that kind of stuff. So we'll do that. And occasionally go down to the beach. So, yes, we're going there. But we're also going, as we've done for many a year since we were rearing the kids, we're going to Haggerston twice a year. We'll be going I think it's in April. Oh no, that's near. So anyway, we for a good number of years now, especially since the kids have grown up, we always went to Haggerston spring and autumn for a week. Haggerston Castle down in Northumberland. And we've maintained that all the years, even though the kids are up and away. But since the kids have been up and away, we've been able to afford to go many more other breaks, you know, mini breaks. So some of these are Friday to Monday, some of them are Monday to Friday. They're not necessarily complete weeks. So we're going to places like Weems Bay and Nairn. Nairn is gorgeous. What a beautiful part of Scotland up that area. And we're also going to... we're going back to Barnston down in the East Riding of Yorkshire, right in the coast just south of Bridlington. But we're not going for a week this time. We've managed to get two of those mini breaks knocked together, so a 3-night one and a 4-night one. And so we're actually going down for a complete week. That would be Friday to Friday or Monday to Monday. I can't remember how it works out. So that's a good spell. We do love it down there. So we'll be doing that as well. So we've two at Haggerston, one at Nairn, two at Weems Bay, the extended one at Barnston. I'm pretty sure we've got another extended one somewhere. I think it's Haggerston at the end of the year. I think Haggerston's actually an extended one again. So really, plenty of holidays. Don't get me wrong, these are budget holidays that we don't flash money about, and we don't eat in restaurants and don't drink. Well, I have the old bottle of ale. My wife doesn't drink. None of us smoke. And really, it's just about putting petrol in the tank and getting down there, and we're getting the holidays. We always get the mini breaks for you know, very, very low cost, and that's the only reason we can do it. I mean, if we were paying £200-£300 for a caravan for a short break each time, we just couldn't afford it, you know, wouldn't do it. But we do get them a damn sight cheaper than that, so it's taken us years to get this thing refined. But it works, and it's those mini breaks more than any summer holiday that actually helps us get through the year. So that's what we'll be doing. So that's about it, holiday wise. And as I said, the first one's in April, towards the middle or end of April, so still a wee bit to go yet, but we're getting there, and we'll survive to the end. We'll be pulling our hair out by the time it comes round, by the way. But knowing that it's Nairn that we're going to, which is one of the most beautiful drives in Scotland, driving from here up to Nairn, and I don't mean up the A1, well, you have to go up the A1 so far, but then cutting off at Newton Moor and going through places like Kingussie and Aviemore and Carbridge, and then up over the Moors Road. Oh my God, that is one stunning drive from Carbridge over the Moors. The high ground and the Lochans right into Nairn. That's stunning. Yeah, anyway, that's enough of that. So thanks for listening once again, and bye for now.